Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
I know I haven't flown in a while, but we usually have conversations about how much I actually hate flying.
Yes, we've had these conversations.
And Chris Ello.
Man, I've been waiting all day for this. The second edition of Scraby's Olympic Magazine is coming up next on Gwynn and Chris.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
We roll into the 4 o'clock hour here on Gwen and Chris, preparing for a Chris versus The Fan. You want a chance to participate, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Phone lines are open. Have a chance to qualify for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino, a round of golf for two, a $150 food and beverage credit, and you'll be in Vegas, baby. So give us a call if you want to take down Mr. Ello. What were we bantering about before we came on there? Was it? I thought I had something I wanted to say, but I cannot remember what it was.
Old age. Yeah, it's creeping in.
It's happening. It's happening.
I recognize this from, like, you know, like two decades ago.
Some of the
like
names.
Get out of here.
Some of the names that Bob Nightingale you brought up that,
oh, right,
we, that
yeah.
we haven't really heard of until this point, right? Jeff Bannister, not a name we had heard. Ron Reneke, John Farrell.
John Farrell's got a World Series ring,
he does
so
have
that's a
World
good
Series.
Thing.
John Gibbons, we had
John Gibbons.
Names.
I thought did a very nice job with Toronto when he was there. Bannister did a good job with Texas. I just feel bad for Jeff Bannister because if he ends up getting the job here in San Diego,
oh, man,
he's going to have like both feet in the bucket already because he has something to do with the Rangers. He's a former member of the Rangers organization.
I wish like that.
And the fans are so adamant that nobody who's ever even come near the Rangers organization be managing this team. So that's that would be something. Jeff Bannister could come into town, take everybody to lunch, and everybody would still dislike the guy.
Well, I have been tweeted whenever, because you've been calling me the bearer of misinformation, people like to let me know when things are a little cattywampus. But I was told Bannister came to the Rangers after A.J. Preller came to San Diego. So there's no connection there.
No connection.
Yeah, he came from the Pirates.
So. Yeah, but you know what? That could be that is true, and I'm sure it is.
It is true.
I'm sure you're the bearer of correct information on that one, Scraby. But in the minds of most of the San Diego public, he and AJ Preller.
No, he was saying you were the bearer of correct information.
I said you were the bearer of correct information this time. But what I'm saying is that in the minds of the people and the fans here in San Diego, Jeff Banister and A.J. Preller are best friends going back to their days together with the Rangers.
Right.
That's what most people think, even if it's not accurate.
Right. We've reached that point where the Rangers are not looked at from a Padre fan standpoint very fondly. So we'll see how that shakes out. My guess is we're nowhere near getting to the end of this.
Give it a month.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while because, frankly, there are still managers technically still under contract that I'm sure they're going to want to interview should they become available.
Well, they should want to interview Aaron Boone. They should want to call Dusty Baker.
Word.
You know, I can't say that they will, but they should. And, you know, Aaron Boone's under contract to the end of this month, and Dusty Baker is certainly under contract at least for another week and a half while his team is playing.
Right.
So
yeah, there's a lot to go on there. Are we ready to go on our game today? Well, without further ado, let's get to some Chris versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scrabe, or otherwise known as the bearer of misinformation.
Stop! Scraby wants us to make him a T-shirt that says that with his picture on the T-shirt.
Scraby is coming around to the
he's starting to agree that he is the bearer of misinformation.
He went from like not really liking it.
No, I don't. Now he kind of likes it.
Irate about being called.
I'm telling you right now that I don't like it.
Well, I don't know. You just said something different when we were coming back, so I don't know.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you just said you want a T-shirt with your picture on it.
I did not say that. I didn't say anything about
what
my picture.
Well,
you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And also, if you're a first-time player, you need to tell us before you start, and we'll give you the first question free.
Boom. Let's get to our first contestant. John, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Hey, wait, John.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, first question. How many swimmers are on a medley relay team. Excuse me.
Three,
he said.
Ooh.
That is incorrect.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Ello.
Well, you got freestyle, you got breaststroke, you got butterfly, and don't forget that backstroke. So I'm going to say four.
That
Sorry
is
about
correct.
Sorry, John.
Sorry,
John. Hey, thanks, guys. You have a good day.
Thanks for checking
you
in. Play
in
again.
Day.
Chase, welcome to the show, Chase. How you doing? Happy Wednesday.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, brother. Here we go. First question. What Red Sox player reached 40 home runs first in the 2018 MLB season?
J.D. Martinez?
J.D. Martinez. That is correct.
Nicely
Chase,
done.
Nice work. We're on to round two.
The French version of the show.
Who are the only brothers to ever coach against each other in the Super Bowl?
The Harbaugh, John and Jim.
The Harbaugh, John and Jim. Mr. Ello, could you tell me who won that game?
I know that Scraby's 49ers were coached by Jim, and they did not win.
They did not.
That's because they turned the lights out.
No, it's because
even
they
though
didn't.
They turned the lights out and the 49ers
you know
got back
did?
In the game. Well, what? Whose fault was it other than the 49ers?
You want to know what they did? They threw three fades to Crabtree on like the 2-yard line instead of handing it out to Frank Gore. I will never forget that, and I will never forgive Jim Harbaugh.
That's
for that.
Your head coach.
I know.
That's your current head coach. You called it, wasn't it? Wasn't it him?
No, no, no. That was Jim Harbaugh. That was in like 2012.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was. It was a long time
ago. Man, that was 10 years ago already.
Jeez, and I remember, it was Ray Lewis's last year, all that good stuff. It was. The fix was in.
Fix was in. Chase, here we go. Question number three.
Did Jim Harbaugh give up a kickoff return for a touchdown to open the second half? Was that his fault, too?
His khakis, yes.
Nice.
On January 16th, 2010, Dwayne Wade became the Heat's career leader in what statistical category?
I'm going to say points.
He's going to say points with gusto.
Yeah, you do have some gusto, Chase.
That is incorrect. Hang on, Mr. Ello for the steal.
What was the date again? I mean, who cares what the date was? January 16th?
Yeah, 2010.
2010, oh yeah.
A date that wasn't in for me.
Dwayne Wade became the Miami Heat's all-time leader in what category?
Yes, sir.
That's a question, and it's not points? What else would it be? Three-pointers.
Three-pointers for the win. That is incorrect.
Chase, nice job.
All right, Chase, nice. You got to win.
Well,
because of an absurd question, I must say.
Is it absurd?
What did the date have to do with it?
It was giving you reference to where he was at in his career.
I see. So what record did he break?
The assist record.
The assist record, okay.
Didn't
fantastic.
Dwayne just retire, 2 years ago?
No, more than that, I would think. Let's see.
All these days are like running
together. They really are.
I mean, I thought the 49ers had John Harbaugh as a coach beyond Jim Harbaugh beyond 2012.
His last year was
2014.
2018. So,
yeah, I love when you ask me to remember a date and something that took place on that date.
You know that those type of questions really get under Chris's skin.
Well, they get under everybody's skin because there's no way anybody can get them right.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you go to some odd resource and you find a question that nobody can answer. Not even Dwayne Wade knows what he did on January 16th, 2010. How the hell does Dwayne Wade even remember that day?
That is hilarious.
I think he's just mad because he got it wrong.
I'm really not mad because I got it wrong. I'm mad because it was a lousy question. I like a good question that you have a chance to get wrong or get right, and the caller has a chance
so
to get it wrong or
nobody
right.
Nobody has a chance to get that right.
Nobody would get that. I mean, honestly, you could ask any. You could ask the guy from Jeopardy who just won 38 straight games.
By the way, that ended, huh?
It did. He lost on Monday, so his 38-game streak ended.
By the way, he
probably didn't complain too much about the questions. At least for 38 days, he didn't.
He wasn't even close to the all-time.
No, he was halfway there. The all-time record, 74 in a
row.
That's
ridiculous.
But he has the second longest streak, so give him. He definitely accomplished quite a bit by being in the second longest streak. But he finally went down to defeat in a solid match. He just got outplayed that night.
By the way, Chase, make sure you hold on the line so we can
get your don't go anywhere, Chase. You are still a winner despite the fact it was a lousy question. And Scraby takes it so personally and gets so upset about it.
Such a poor sport in my life.
Yeah, I would tell you that if I would have said assists and luckily got that right,
I would have been mad.
I would have
said, crazy.
That's not a good question. I mean, it's a crazy question. Give people an opportunity to have a correct answer. When you ask something that happened on a certain date, what did Tony Gwynn Sr. do on August 6th, 1987? I mean, there's no way anybody's going to know that he went 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs or whatever he happened to do that day.
Sorry.
It's just kind of a crazy question, that's all.
I enjoy this part so much. I miss this. You know, I've been doing baseball games, so I miss the bickering that takes place after Chris versus the fan sometimes.
I like a
so
good
this
solid,
brings me so much
I like
joy.
A good, solid, well-thought-out question. And you know what else is interesting?
I think we're aware.
You know what else is funny is that when you ask a really good question, whether I get it right or wrong,
you say?
I always say what a great question that was, Scraby. I say it every time, but you don't tend to hear that.
He only hears the criticism.
He only hears the... It's not even criticism. It's just... It's a suggestion moving forward to ask questions that aren't pigeonholed into one date. It's almost impossible for somebody to get right.
I would start every show and say, Scrape, on Wednesday in 1967.
Yeah, what's up?
4:45.
Yeah, what's up?
What was your dad doing?
In 1967, he was probably 6 years old.
On a Wednesday.
So, on
just
a Wednesday.
Any Wednesday. Pick a Wednesday.
I mean, he's a six-year-old. He's in school.
Oh, you guys are hilarious.
Wait, you know can I tell you guys something real quick?
What do you want to tell us?
So this is kind of floating around Instagram right now, and it's hilarious. Blake Snell put up a post on his Instagram, Snell04 if you want to see this, and he's recruiting people. I guess you could book a private pitching lesson with him. So you can, if you want to go see that, go to his Instagram, Snell04. That's not the funny part. The funny part is that Victor Caratini replied to him and tagged Ryan Weathers with the eyeballs like, you need a pitching lesson.
Oh, my goodness.
That is hilarious.
That's three teammates having some banter right there. Yeah. That's good banter.
You know who's pretty brutal?
By the way, Caratini. If he's really offering that, I would take that in a jiffy.
I would think that'd be a pretty sharp idea for some high school pitcher to jump on right about now.
Forget the pitching knowledge. You will definitely enjoy your time.
The pitching knowledge will be a bonus.
Right, right.
To hanging out with Blake Snell for a while.
Without a doubt. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, we're going to dive into this Nets, Nash, Kyrie, KD. Because I told you guys yesterday, a decision like that is not made without the big dogs at least having some input on it. Well, we find out today where their input was. We'll discuss when we return. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the program. 420 is the time. Can't hear myself because my earpiece is in spaghetti fashion as always. There we go. Props to ESPN or TNT, whoever's covering tonight's NHL hockey game, for listening the help of the great one. It's good to see Wayne Gretzky on television tonight getting on the pregame. That's how desperate we are for sports here today, folks. We got the hockey pregame show on in the studio, but I haven't seen Wayne Gretzky in maybe 15 years. Like, it seems like forever. Like, when's the last time you saw Wayne Gretzky anywhere?
It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been
great
a while.
One. The great one talking little puck. I hardly recognized him.
I don't recognize him as this clean cut. You remember the longer hair?
Yeah, right.
You know,
much
when
longer
he was playing,
hair.
So.
Yeah. Gretzky was classy out on the ice, man. I don't know if you remember, Tony, but he was one of the first guys, if not the only guy, who tucked in the back right portion of his jersey and into his hockey pants. And he felt like that gave him an extra better. I don't know what it was about it, but
he felt more aerodynamic.
He felt more aerodynamic or something. He did that constantly till finally the equipment manager, the Edmonton Oilers, actually put a snap on the end of his jersey and on the inside of his hockey pants so that he could just snap it there. So you didn't have to tuck it in and keep tucking it in. It actually fastened there.
Tell you what,
you do whatever you got to do for the great one, man.
Some of the unsung heroes of all teams are equipment managers.
Yeah.
Man. They come up with good ideas like that all
the time. That was a good one.
Time.
That was a good one. Speaking of equipment managers, how about the guy who has to wash Justin Turner's uniform for the Los Angeles Dodgers? Do they wash that every night every game? And
every
do they
night.
Actually get the pine tar removed from the back of his jersey?
You would act like you had never seen pine tar on the back of there before.
It's incredible.
The most amazing thing. Now, there are some downfalls to it. Whatever the chemicals they use sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the patches. Like, I have a few of my jerseys from when I was playing, and the patches from trying to get dirt and pine tar out.
They shrivel up a little bit.
They don't shrivel up, but they change colors.
Ah.
Like, so there's a little bit of, you don't notice it on TV or on the field, but that's one of the downsides. But they do a terrific job. And at this point, those guys in Eric and those guys in LA, they probably have a formula that they know exactly what they do. They probably got to get it on as soon as he takes the jersey so it doesn't settle in.
It's unbelievable because he gets it dirty by the top of the first inning, even before he comes to bat.
I honestly
think he warms up and places the bat with the pine tar on the back of his jersey just to put that mark there before the game ever starts.
Let me tell you, Manny Ramirez, he started the pine tar on the helmet.
Thank goodness he did. And I saw Jose Abreu the other day was dripping off of his helmet.
It's funny, right? You know, Manny touching his helmet so much, so much pine tar, it ends up building up.
Yeah.
After people started liking the idea of what it looked like, you started seeing guys in the clubhouse with the whole pine tar rag. They were just
putting it on there before a game.
Yeah.
And equipment managers used to shine helmets, I imagine, back in the day, but they don't do that anymore.
You're not getting your helmet shined if you
players don't want that.
No.
Yeah, players don't want that any longer. That's for sure. By the way, a Major League Baseball locker room. You walk in there. Let's say you were one of the first guys there.
Yeah.
Nice environment. Comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
Anything you remember about it that stand out? Like an empty locker room. When you walk in, you're the first guy there at like 1 in the afternoon. Everything's hanging there properly. And
yeah.
It's brilliant.
You come in, most of the jerseys the jersey you're going to wear tonight is usually hung up in front. So you got to remove it, put it in your locker.
Right.
You know, you start to get yourself ready.
The reason I'm bringing it up is because I'm looking up at the hockey and talking about Gretzky's uniform. There is no more rank smell in the history of mankind than a hockey locker room.
Oh, I believe that.
Before a game, after a game, during a game. I honestly think those guys get to the point where they just have to get used to it because there's no way around it. When I used to walk into the Gulls locker room in the afternoon, if we'd get there early for a skate or was first guy there off the bus or something, our equipment manager always had these gigantic 10-foot-high fans blowing at full speed, doing everything he could to try and get the air circulated. But there's no way to get the dirt and the musk, whatever it is, the smell out of a hockey uniform or hockey equipment is really the problem.
Because
it settles in. The pads
are in
the hockey pants.
My guess
is... So it's difficult to just... You can't get that stuff out of there.
My guess is that football and hockey probably have the two worst.
Because
of the pads and the amount of sweat that's piling up while you're doing it. Yeah, I can see it. Baseball locker rooms don't smell.
Pristine.
Yeah. It's a much more... it's easier to keep.
It's a cleaner environment.
Not as many sweaty dudes.
No. Basketball. I mentioned that we're a week away from opening night in the NBA, and we actually are 6 days because I was right on my previous thought. Tuesday night, the season opens with a back-to-back doubleheader. Brooklyn against Milwaukee in the first game. Golden State against the Lakers in the second game. So it's funny. Why doesn't the NBA open with an Orlando, San Antonio, and that followed by Sacramento, Portland season opener?
Because they want people to watch.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's amazing how they get these matchups and these guys have it. It's amazing how the schedule just works to their favor like this. But we'll talk about the Lakers, of course, as we get closer to opening night. But I think the team on our mind right now is Brooklyn. And they have 6 days to figure this all out with Kyrie Irving. And today, Steve Nash addressed the team as they begin the process of moving forward without Kyrie Irving. Steve Nash said the decision to move on without Irving is difficult, but a sound decision. And you brought up the fact that this was a decision that wasn't just made by ownership or GMs, that Kevin Durant, James Harden, Steve Nash, everybody involved had something to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, part of the reason Kevin Durant and James Harden is there is because of Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
So you can't make a decision where you just, I mean, they could, but it's not wise to make a decision like
right.
that. Especially considering how much power basketball in particular players hold with their organization. So you knew this had to be a collaborative discussion. And James Harden said that he and Kevin Durant spoke with the parties involved in the decision and that he wants to win a champion. He feels the organization is aligned. Harden added that he has not spoken to Irving since the decision was made Tuesday. But he said, quoting Sean, Steve, me, KD, Kyrie, we all had conversations. Kyrie believes in his beliefs, and he stands firm and strong on that. And for us, we respect it. We all love Kai. But as far as us, we have a job to do. And let me, to be clear, Kyrie is not an anti-vaxxer. He has made the decision that he doesn't agree with the mandates. He doesn't agree
right.
that people should be losing their job. And he looks at this as being a voice for the voiceless. That's through his people he has kind of made that
correct.
Be known. So at the end of the day, though, it's, you know, for the Brooklyn Nets and their business and the players and what they're trying to achieve, although they respect it, as they said, they have to move forward, and this is the decision they've come to.
I've come to a decision. It's time for us to take a break and get ready for the Big Five. The reason I want to take a break and get ready for the Big Five is because I want to turn the TV up, and I want to listen to Charles Barkley talk about tonight's NHL season openers with Wayne Gretzky. They have him on the TNT set, and there's Barkley ready. He's getting breaking down NHL stuff. I love hearing him talking basketball. I can only imagine having him break down NHL.
Oh, they got the one fight, looks like Wayne Gretzky had in his career.
Neil Broughton was a former member of the United States Olympic team who was on the 1980 Miracle on Ice team. And they got a clip of Gretzky dropping the gloves. Yeah,
I feel Charles right now. He looks a little nervous. He's sweating. This is how, you know, I feel sometimes when I'm doing something that is new. That seems what Charles has got right now. He's hiding it pretty well. But
oh, man, I'd love to hear what he has to say about hockey, man. That's awesome. And they keep showing this Gretzky fight.
Gretzky kind of gets beat up, it looks like, in this
yeah,
fight.
Gretzky was great at everything, but fighting was not his forte, that's for sure. All right, we'll take a quick break. Big Five is next. Stick around for it. Gwynn and Chris.
4:35 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. This hour of 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturday for Smart Investing Show. Saturday at 8 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan with Brent and Chase Wilsey. Call in for investing advice. And if you missed the show, listen to the Smart Investing Podcast for the latest and greatest investing news and tips. Smart Investing, 8 a.m. Saturday on 97.3 The Fan.
These TNT guys are putting everything they can into this NHL telecast. They brought Barkley out. They got Gretzky on the set. They got one of the players for the Washington Capitals mic'd up. I wonder if he'll stay mic'd up during the course of the game.
Here's the real question. Will they have the puck lit up like they used to?
No. I don't think people like that, although I know
liked
there was,
it.
You
I did
liked
too.
It?
It helped me follow a little bit.
Yeah, I think, honestly, now, I mean, that was 15 years ago, I
that
think,
was
when they did that.
And that was a long time
ago. I mean,
ago.
These big screen plasma, what is it, plasma TVs they have now?
4K.
4K, whatever they got.
LED.
If you can't see the puck now, you're probably never going to see
blind,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty. I think it's pretty easy to follow. But then again, I've
they
seen so many hockey games. I know where to look.
Now where the puck looks. I mean, they might be able to enhance it. Somehow.
I don't think the players liked it because I think it felt like it felt a little different to them in
How
terms
they
of
know?
Stick
they
handling
got,
it.
Yeah.
Well,
up,
they had
players.
To put something inside
wait,
the puck
wait,
to
out.
Make it
time
to
out.
Make it
time
light
out.
Up, didn't they?
Time out.
What?
You're telling me that the puck was actually lit?
No.
The
no,
game?
But I think there was something in the puck that allowed the camera to pick it up and light it up for the viewer. I don't
really?
Know. Maybe
I thought
I'm
it
wrong.
Was just on TV.
Only
then.
A pair of misinformation.
Am I the bearer of misinformation?
I'm not calling you that because I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but I know the puck was not actually lit up. Like in the stands or the players themselves did not see a lit up puck.
I thought it was just
something only
on
the TV screen.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But I didn't think it was a whole lot easier to follow. But maybe that's just because I've seen so many games, I kind of know where to look.
You probably do.
That might be you might be right on that.
Let's check some traffic before we get to this big five.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back. Relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And before we get into the Big Five, I just want to say that Chris is not the bearer of misinformation. I was not calling him that. I just didn't know. I
sounded like you were.
I looked it up on the internet, and there was something embedded into the puck. It was, it's actually a pretty fascinating article about how they made this, but the company that was tasked with this, they tried radar, they tried a couple different things, but they ended up with infrared technology that tracked LED lights, and those lights were powered by a battery and a circuit board inside a puck that was cut in half and bonded back together. Those LED pulses, which were 30 times per second, could not be seen by the naked eye, but were picked up by a modified broadcast camera to track
really?
It.
Really?
Yes. The glow puck lasted only two seasons, Tony, 1997 and 1998. So you got to go back over 20 years for when the... they called
about it, the last time I watched hockey like
Yeah,
that,
that's
too.
What they called it, the glow puck, and it was for Fox Television, was
yes,
the,
Fox
what
Tracks.
Came up with it, and... The NHL moved on from Fox TV, so they moved on from the glow puck, and they never brought it back. But
maybe there's a reason.
There's a lot of people. A lot of people at the time thought it was really distracting to try to watch.
It looks distracting.
The technology wasn't quite there yet to make it clean. And whenever the puck was shot into the corner, which is often in a game, of course, or shot on goal, It would leave a big trail of dust behind it.
I do remember.
So it's really kind of tougher actually in a lot of ways to follow. But I have a sneaky suspicion that the technology now, 20 plus years later, would be so good,
way better,
that they could probably make a glow puck that just, you know, made it easier to follow the puck. And right. It's actually something actually that they should probably think about again.
Remember when I wrote an article for 97.3thefansd.com calling the ball tracer in golf the best sports invention of all time?
I do remember that article.
And it was a great article.
I remember reading it before I fell asleep.
Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln and La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln and La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Let's get right into it. Tony La Russa and the White Sox have been eliminated for the playoffs, and now the questions in Chicago are starting. Chicago, will the White Sox bring La Russa back for a second season? That's not the story to me. What I'm going to ask you guys, Tony, you're up first. If the White Sox don't offer him a second season, would he be a good fit for the Padres?
Well, he has experience.
Ding.
He's won a world title.
Ding. He's a Hall of Famer.
Ding.
HOF. Yeah, I would say he fits the criteria. Now, will that be the name that people in San Diego want? My suspicion is no.
No.
But is he qualified? Absolutely, he's qualified. But I don't think that's the way they would go. I'm trying to envision Tony and AJ.
I can't even envision them having breakfast together. That just seems like a marriage made in hell. I don't see it, but yeah, I agree with you, Tony. Tony La Russa would check some of the boxes, but the one box he would never check is the one that says AJ Preller has a lot to do with how the team is run on the field. He would never check that box. And
part
I
of
can't
the reason
see it happening.
Why it works in why in Chicago is because Reinsdorf, the owner, has basically given him the keys.
Right.
There's no GM checking in on lineups or really, my guess is even suggesting anything to Tony.
If the Padres hire Tony La Russa as manager and you see AJ Preller walking around the press box with a fat lip, you'll know what happened.
No, no, this is a New Yorker himself. I don't know if he's just
AJ can protect himself, but I'm just saying Tony La Russa looks ready to fight anybody at any time, just like he was yesterday.
He was pretty perturbed yesterday.
God, he was very perturbed.
Chris, do you need to add anything? I guess you...
I added.
Okay.
Number four.
He added.
Some are questioning something about Giants manager Gabe Kapler's decision on what roster he would have heading into the National League Division Series against the Dodgers. On the eve of Game 5 and after a Game 4 which saw the Giants use 8 pitchers with no pitcher going more than 2 innings and 2 pitchers only going a third of an inning, people are questioning why Johnny Cueto was not on the roster to pitch long relief. Chris, do you think the Giants made a mistake?
Well, I don't like the way the game went last night simply because the starting pitcher I don't think had a chance to really get into the game. But that's just my own personal feelings. As I said the day before yesterday, Gabe Kapler, every single button he has pushed this year has been right. So I'm not going to start criticizing him now. I think it's kind of a second guess. 8 pitchers, look, they got the day off today. They're not playing today. So, and none of them pitched more than an inning or an inning and a third. So I got to be honest, I think all 8 guys will be available to pitch tomorrow. And that's why Gabe Kapler managed the game the way he did. In a regular season, he probably can't get away with that. But in the playoff, you've got the day off in between the games. And that's how he chose to try and win the game last night. As I said, it worked 107 times this year. So I don't think it's fair to be too critical of what he did last night.
Tony?
Sorry, my headphones got caught up over here. Do I have a problem with... No, he did this during the regular season. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, he did it 2 out of the remaining 3 games the Padres played against them at the end of the season. This is how they played all season when it wasn't Kevin Gausman or DeSclafani or Webb throwing the baseball. The other 2 days, largely when Cueto was hurt, were bullpen days.
Yeah.
So this is who they are. This is who they've been. I wouldn't imagine that Gabe would start managing it different now. As Chris
perfectly pointed out, there's an off day today. All those guys didn't throw very many pitches or very many innings. So they'll all be available again tomorrow.
And let me tell you something. If Logan Webb gives up a leadoff single in the top of the first inning tomorrow night, there'll be two guys throwing in the Giants' bullpen. I have no doubt.
Logan Webb might be the only guy that has a long leash in this
game. Right. First and third, then everybody's up in the bullpen.
The part of the reason I think DeSclafani came out early is because I don't think they were 100% sold that they wanted to start him in the first place.
They didn't look like it, right?
I mean, why else is, after only an inning, are you get it's, and they made the decision to start him pretty late, too. It wasn't like he was a probable early on in this series.
You would think that as a starter, they would have named him the starter well ahead of time.
There was probably some discussion that maybe they should just make that a bullpen day and use it how they see fit. They decided to go the other way, and when they felt like it was inching the wrong way immediately, they cut the cord.
It didn't take long.
I don't have a problem with it. I think this is who, and the Cueto was, he was hurt most of the year, and he didn't pitch well when he wasn't hurt. So, you know, you're not going to put a guy on the roster that hasn't pitched well and has been hurt for you all season.
Number three.
Rays manager Kevin Cash made a pretty bold statement yesterday in a press conference wrapping up the Rays season after a loss to the Red Sox in the division series. He was talking about phenom Wander Franco, and here is what he said about his young player.
I think you could make the argument that he was the most impactful player on any team in baseball. And, you know, certainly for us, our team was really good. We got better when he came, and he lengthened our lineup. He made our defense better. He worked really hard at his defense to make his defense better, and it made our overall defense better. Just, he is a game-changing player that's going to be fun to watch for a long time.
Pretty upbeat guy for losing in the playoffs the day before, if you ask me. If you missed it, he said Franco was the most impactful player in maybe all of baseball, and I think Padres fans may have something to say about that with one of their own. Tony, do you think Wander Franco is the most impactful player in baseball?
No, he's a very, very good player, and Kevin Cash is not wrong when he says they got better when he got to that team. Remember, they traded Willie Adames because they needed to make room for Wander Franco. Now, Willie Adames went on to have an MVP-type season for the Brewers and really propelled them, but Wander Franco slid into that shortstop spot, and that Rays team didn't miss a beat. And as he said, they got better. Is he the most impactful? No. And I don't really think it's that close, right? I mean, you look at the numbers. He's got a 3.5 WAR, which is, people will love that. Hit .288, had 7 homers, 81 hits, and 200.
They were 7 very impactful homers, though, Tony.
They were.
And he hit 2 in the playoff against the Red Sox. So.
But I think there are so many more impactful players that are on other teams, and we don't even need to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr. here, Juan Soto, and the Nationals. I mean, you can run down a list of some Dodger players that are probably more impactful. So I hear him, and listen, what is he supposed to say? This is his guy. This is his guy that he's going to hopefully be managing for a long time, but I don't think he's the most impactful player in the league.
Chris? I would disagree with Tony 100%. I mean, he's a good player, but he's way too young to be the most impactful player in all of baseball. Let's see him perform like this over the course of a season. Absolutely. I mean, Fernando Tatis Jr. can tell him just how more difficult it is to play an entire season than a half a season. But this is a manager building up his player, and that's not a surprise.
Number two.
The
number guy's a little bit slow today.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were done.
By the way, let me commend you for not throwing one of your nervous little things in there at the end.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. As I just did it. The Indianapolis Colts are 1-4 and fresh off a Monday Night Football loss to the Ravens. But don't worry, because the owner of the Colts is not worried at all. Jim Irsay tweeted yesterday, quote, "Colts Nation, don't you worry, we're going to get the horseshoe, at least 2 Lombardis this decade, as sure as the sun rises and the seasons change. It's coming." Football emoji, strong emoji. "Don't you ever doubt that," in all caps, "ever. You will see greatness," football emoji. "Believe, and you will see," football emoji. So, Jim Irsay, he's an interesting dude. We all know that.
Eclectic.
He's eclectic. That's a great way of putting it. He's an eclectic dude. Chris, take your favorite team in any sport. Would you want your owner to tweet this?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I don't think it has much impact one way or another. I don't agree with Jim Mersey. As long as they got Carson Wentz at quarterback, I don't think they're going to win any Super Bowls, let alone two this decade. I think Carson Wentz is a solid quarterback. I don't think he's a championship quarterback. But I don't mind my owner propping me up and propping my team up and having that kind of belief in me. I have no problem with that. Why would I have a problem with that?
I think it's just kind of embarrassing how he tweeted it.
Are you more embarrassed by the emojis?
Don't like the emojis, that's all.
Well, Chris did hit us with a pretty good squirrel emoji the other night in text, and I had to compliment him over text.
I had to
about
go
that.
Look for that emoji. I was like, "Oh, me too." Look at the squirrel emoji.
Wow, that's cool. It showed up on my phone, and I just selected it.
That
it was
good.
Perfect.
It wasn't
good.
That
it
I went perfect. And found it. So
yeah, the emojis. This tweet reads like someone who
too
is
many
trying
emojis
to be
you're
cool.
saying.
Is trying to be
well,
cool.
Well, we know owners aren't cool. You know,
I'm not
owners
cool
of
either.
Teams aren't cool. So this is not a big shocker to me that you know Jim Mersey's. Just believing in his team, trying to get his guys to keep their heads up, trying to get the fan base to keep its head up. You know, 1-4 sounds like an awful spot to be, but I'm hoping that it's not that
not
awful.
The AFC South, yeah.
Because my team's 1-4 also, and I'm hoping that there's still a little season left.
Tua's coming back. There.
So, you know, I mean, a lot of teams 1-4 have turned things around, but as far as winning a championship with Carson Wentz, I don't think he's that caliber.
Tony?
Yeah, it does come off a little bit desperate, but I don't mind it. I think, as Chris said, he's trying to keep his fan base locked in, trying to boost his guys up at the same time. So, was it Ursay? Is that his
name? Jim Ursay.
Jim Ursay?
Yeah.
If I'm a player, I'm like, oh, really, bro?
And as I said, he's a little eclectic as it is. So, I mean, he's unique. He's not your typical owner.
You're right. He is not your typical owner. He's kind of more of a fan, and I'm not saying this as disrespective, fanboy of his own team.
You could have used a different word.
How many owners would you put in the they're cool category? You know, think of an owner
that are actually cool or think they're cool.
Definitely not Jed York or Dean Spanos.
I mean, an owner whose reputation is that, man, that guy, he's got
a cool character.
He's a cool character, that guy.
I can't think of
a single one, at least in the NFL.
Kraft kind of fell out the running when he had his.
Yes.
He was probably the closest one, and then, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd say this is strip mall got it.
Pretty typical.
Pretty typical. Number one. All right, I got on the Squid Game train on Netflix and finished it last night. I do recommend it, but there is an interesting part of Squid Game that I wanted to get your guys' opinion on. The show was produced in South Korea, so the original language of the show is in Korean, so people are talking about how they watch it. Would you watch it in Korean with English subtitles, or would you do the English dub with the subtitles, or just the English dubbing with no subtitles? I went Korean with subtitles. Tony, which way do you go?
So first of all, I was just put up on Game about the subtitles.
That's all I watch, even in English. I always watch subtitles.
And then as you guys started to break it down to me, I don't know if I want to commit to that. I enjoy looking in the actors or actresses' faces as they are, you know, doing their thing. It brings out the character. Now, if I'm stuck having, because I know myself, if you're putting words at the bottom of the screen, I'm probably going to be looking at that more than I am the actual movie. So, for me, as a kid that grew up loving kung fu movies...
It's not a kung fu movie.
I understood that.
But in the movie Kung Fu, the guy would go... And the word that would come out would be, hello.
Right. That's the point I'm getting at. I think I would watch it without the subtitles. Yeah, and go from there. Even if the sound doesn't match, the words don't match the mouth moving, I'm okay with that.
All right. So you said English subtitles.
No, he said subtitles.
No subtitles with the English dubbing.
With the English dubbing.
It changes the show, though. It does, because the subtitles didn't match the dubbing.
As a kid,
so they actually say one thing, and
it's about 2 seconds delay, and it doesn't seem like it matches.
Chris?
I got to have the subtitles because I'm old and I can't hear very well. Having the subtitles.
Are you watching it in Korean with the subtitles?
Probably, but I got to be straight with you. There's no way I'm watching a show where they kill the contestants if they don't do something right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I really don't want to see contestants get murdered on television.
It's bloody and it's amazing. So.
It's right up Scraby's ass.
It's actually a social commentary, and I think that it's good for everybody to watch it because we need to be more kind to people.
Yeah, you get that by somebody getting
how
shot.
How are you getting that from a guy failing to
murdered? They put them through like teammate things. They put them through different kids games.
He has justified this in his
head. And then they kill them.
If they don't win. Well, then win.
They chose to be there. 5 o'clock hour
on the
way.
They chose to be there, Tony.
Quinn and Chris.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.